Good morning, it's Thursday, June 16th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect cloudy to partly cloudy with some wind. The high will be 66 degrees and the low 42. There's more controversy in the Clover Park School District in Lakewood. The board censured one of its members Monday evening for harassing, intimidating, and bullying the superintendent. It's the second censure in the past year for Paul Wageman. His supporters and detractors spoke before the formal and public condemnation in a comment period during the board's regular meeting. Wageman's predominantly white supporters packed one side of the meeting room, and his critics, mostly people of color, filled the other. Speakers were applauded or met with derisive comments, sometimes both. One man consistently booed Wageman's supporters, who responded by yelling, "Throw him out!" A Lakewood police officer eventually escorted the man from the meeting. The censure came following an independent investigation into Wageman after Superintendent Ron Banner filed a complaint in February. That complaint listed numerous incidents in which Banner, who is black, said he was subjected to racist, bullying and intimidating tactics by Wageman, who is white. It's time to decide the future of Gallup Middle School. Tacoma Public Schools is seeking feedback for three proposals to redevelop the 7.3-acre campus on East Division Lane that closed in 2009. Director of Strategic Planning Alicia Lawver said during a virtual Q&A session that TPS owns the property but can't operate as developers. One proposal comes from Chafee Building Group, which would include 50-plus market-rate and workforce apartment units, with a mix of for-rent and for-sale residential units. The second proposal is from Sager Family Homes, which wants to redevelop the existing schoolhouse into a community center, similar to the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center in Seattle's Dell Ridge neighborhood. It will include 60 to 80 townhomes and detached single-family units, with a portion of units for low-income households. The third proposal comes from Southport Financial Services, which plans to donate the property to Anchor Church to redevelop it into a church and community center. Southport also plans to develop 120-150 deed-restricted, energy-efficient, sustainably built housing units, which would serve low-income individuals and families. The recommended proposal will be presented to the board June 30. Tacoma Public Schools is hosting a presentation on the projects Wednesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m., and Friday at noon via Zoom. Links can be found at tacomaschools.org/galt. It's not an old Western movie, but a scene out of Tacoma. Standard handcuffs couldn't have been much help with some escapees, as officers wrangled 10 horses that ran off from a property. Police were called about 8:11 a.m. Wednesday to East McKinley Avenue for a report of horses on the loose in the 7600 block and possibly as far south as 86th Street. Officers found horses trotting along the roadway and at least one behind a home. Some ran between cars, causing traffic backups for about half an hour. Police spokesperson Wendy Haddo said TPD helped herd the horses in the right direction while the owners lured them home with buckets of grain. The horses escaped after an unknown person cut the lock to the animal's gate. Gig Harbor's interim city administrator is getting the job permanently. Mayor Tracy Markley announced her intention to promote Katrina Knutson as city administrator at the end of the June 13th council meeting. She let the council know that a contract will be on the June 27th agenda for their approval. They're still negotiating the details of that contract. It comes after Linda Kelly resigned from the job last month due to an unforeseen illness. Knutson previously served as the city's community development director and is the fifth person in 4 years to hold the administrator position. She said she wants the city to retain its qualified staff and figure out what needs to be done to ensure that they are keeping staff engaged and feeling that their work is meaningful. A popular show on Netflix is returning to the stage. Kim's Convenience is a Canadian broadcasting sitcom about a Korean immigrant family that builds a life in Toronto. For David Shea, it's a reflection on his own experience as the child of Asian immigrants. He's the co-director of a Tacoma production of the play that the TV show is based on. The play opened at Theatre on the Square on June 2 and will conclude with four performances this weekend. It's a continuation of the 2019 Taproot Theatre production in Seattle, and reassembles every cast member from the show 3 years ago. The production is a collaboration between Tacoma Arts Live and Taproot. The earlier Taproot performances of Kim's Convenience were billed as the play's West Coast premiere, and it was lauded as one of Seattle's top plays that year. Tickets are available online or at the Tacoma Arts Live box office, open Tuesday through Friday noon to 5 p.m. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.